This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 2nd, A.D. 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. Officials in Iran unexpectedly released two Christians last month from Evin prison. It's known as the country's torture factory. Both Christians received pardons. One of the believers, Pastor Nasser Narvad Goltapa, had already served half of a 10-year sentence for simply attending a house church. A few days before the release, a fire broke out at the prison, killing four prisoners. None of the Christians at the prison were hurt. Please pray for the 10 Christians who remain in this infamous prison. The Lord said in Isaiah 43, 1 and 2, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." Last month, the Scottish court ruled an event venue must pay the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, headed by Franklin Graham, over $100,000 for canceling a crusade. Back in January 2020, Scottish Event Campus Limited canceled an event because of Franklin Graham's biblical views on marriage and sexuality. Graham welcomed the ruling, saying, quote, "This case was about the preservation of religious freedom in the UK, particularly the right for Christians to share the gospel in the public square," end quote. Last Wednesday, Mexico's northeastern border state of Tamaulipas voted to recognize faux homosexual marriage. The vote comes after three other states, Mexico, Sonora, and Sinaloa, made similar votes. Living in vile passions with someone of the same gender is now recognized across Mexico. The practice remains illegal or not recognized in Paraguay, Bolivia, Peru, Venezuela, most of Central America, and much of the Caribbean. Pew Research released a new survey on so-called Christian nationalism. 60% of U.S. adults think America's founders intended for the country to be a Christian nation, and 45% think America should be a Christian nation. Of those who think the U.S. should be a Christian nation, 30% said they don't even know what being a Christian nation means. 48% defined a Christian nation as a country where people are generally guided by Christian values. Only 6% defined it as a country that bases its laws on Christianity. Isaiah 33:22 says, "The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us." After months of back and forth, tech billionaire Elon Musk finalized a deal to buy Twitter last Friday. Musk stepped into the chief executive position and dissolved the company's board of directors. As of next week, Twitter will not be publicly traded. In an open letter, Musk accused traditional media of fueling political polarization. In contrast, Musk said he acquired Twitter to encourage a, quote, common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner, end quote. 538 reports over 10,000 fewer abortions took place in the months following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Overall, the number of abortions nationwide declined 6% between April and August. Some states experienced a near 100% decline in abortions, including Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Texas. Also from 538, control of the U.S. Senate is now in a dead heat between Republicans and Democrats in the midterm elections. Projections also give Republicans substantial odds of taking back the U.S. House of Representatives. In the governor's races, Democrats are expected to flip Massachusetts and Maryland, while Republicans have a good chance of flipping Nevada, Wisconsin, and Oregon. And finally, a Texas-based ministry recently delivered over 225,000 children's Bibles to North Macedonia, located in Europe between Serbia to the north and Greece to the south. Eastern European missions made the delivery to the former communist bloc country after delivering 650,000 Bibles to public schools in Croatia last year. The ministry started out in the 1960s, smuggling between hundreds and thousands of Bibles into the Soviet Union. Now, Eastern European Missions delivers 1.5 million Bibles in over 20 languages to over 30 countries in a year. Revelation 5:9 says of Christ, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.